Today's shir is Masechta Zvachim, Daf Lamed Daled. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbaruch on Daf Lamed Daled. I'm on Aleph, three lines from the top. Vakati Mibayilei. We've been focused on the Pasuk of B'chol Kodesh Le'Siga. And what do we learn from that Pasuk? First, we thought that we learned that Pasuk is told me to teach us about Bia B'mixas. Then the Gemara suggested that the Pasuk is speaking about somebody Tamei touching something that's Kodesh. And then, at the end of our previous year, the Gemara said it's come to teach us the halacha that somebody who's tamei may not eat something that's kodesh. Ask the Gemara, that's what Reish Lakish uses that pasuk for. Ask the Gemara, v'kat mi boile, doesn't Reish Lakish need that pasuk to teach us the tamei shachal basa kodesh lefnei zrika, that somebody tamei ate meat that was kodesh before the zrik sadam was done. Ditmar, tamei shachal basa kodesh lefnei zrika, if somebody tamei ate from the meat that's kodesh before the zrika sadam, Reish Lakish amar loike, Reish Lakish says for that you get malchus. Rabbi Yochanan amar loike, Rabbi Yochanan says you don't get malchus. And the Gemara explains Reish Lakish amar loike, because the pasuk of b'chol kodesh le'siga that somebody tamei may not eat b'yis kodesh, and the Torah is coming to teach us loishna lefnei zrika v'loishna lachas zrika, and makes the difference if zrika took place or not. Rabbi Yochanan amar loike. Rabbi Yochanan says there is no malchus for that. Kiritani Bardalam, as Bardalah taught us, Asya Tumasa Tumasa, the Zerus Shava. Regarding somebody who eats meat that's somebody tummy eating meat that's Kodesh, the Pasuk says Tumasai. And regarding somebody whose tummy entering the Beis HaMikdash, the Torah uses the word Tumasai. And just like when somebody enters the Beis HaMikdash, we learn in our previous year, there's a lav and a mal and chorus. So too is the din by somebody who's tamei a kodesh. The key kosov ahu and the pasuk that speaks about tamei eating kodesh is speaking about lachas rika. But according to this, if somebody tamei would eat basa kodesh before the zrika sadam, then the halacha is there would be no chorus. And the explanation is that what is the iser for somebody tamei eating basa kodesh? The Torah says that the basa kodesh, which may be eaten by tahirim, may not be eaten by somebody who's tamei. And if somebody tamei chas v'shalom were to eat that meat, he's chayif chorus. But if there was no zrikas dam, then the halacha is that even a tor is not yet allowed to eat the kodesh. They're not allowed to eat the basar. And since at that point, even the tor is not allowed to eat it, there is no lav, there is no chorus for a tamei eating it. Answers the Gemara, says Reish Lakish, if all the pasuk meant to tell us that a tamei is not allowed to eat basar kodesh only after Zrik Saddam, him came like Lemakra B'Kodesh Laisiga. Why did the Torah add the word B'Kol Kodesh? The reason that the Torah added the word B'Kol Kodesh is Shema Minotarti to teach us both halachas. The halacha that whether there was Zrik Saddam or whether there wasn't Zrik Saddam, a tummy may not eat that meat. Gufa continues the Gemara back to this halacha that we began with. Tamei shachal basa kodesh lifnei zrika, Reish Lakish amar loike, Rabbi Yochanan amar ein loike. To which comments Abaya, amar Abaya machloikis, the machloikis of Reish Lakish and Rebbe is when the person ate it with tumas haguf, that the person who ate that carbon meat is tamei. Avol betumas basar, if the meat is tamei and there's an iser for somebody to eat kachim that are tamei, there the divrei hakol loika, everybody will agree that there's malchus. And Rashi explains by tumas haguf, Rabbi Yochanan, as we just learned a moment ago, learns the iser from the einish. And since there's no einish before zrika, so there's no iser either. By tumas basar, the pasuk says v'abasa shiga b'chol tamei lo yoichel. The Torah makes it very clear that kachim meat that got tamei may not be consumed. And when the Torah says that kot shemitah got tamei may not be consumed, the Torah doesn't differentiate if there was zrika or not. And so therefore, everybody will agree that the reako loika. Dharmakra, as we just said, the pasuk says, v'abasa shiyuka b'chol tamei lo yoichel b'eish yisarev, v'abasa kol tamei yoichel basar. What does the Torah come to add with the word habasar again? Says the Gemara, l'rabbis etzim levoinam, that the etzim levoinam that became tamei, the labnei chila nenu, etzim wood is something that is not edible. Levoinah is a spice that's really not edible, that's used in many carbon mincha. That even though labnei chila nenu, the filach rabbinu krob, that if somebody eats them, he's chayiv. If somebody eats them when they're tamei, chayiv, and therefore by them there's no reason to differentiate before zrika and after zrika, and therefore we learn from that that when we're eating meat of a carbon that's tamei, whether there was or wasn't zrika, there's an iser with an einish. Why, indeed, is eitzim and levainu, which are something which is totally not edible, something that is subject to v'habasar? So the Rishonim apply a concept that we've discussed, the concept of chibas hakodesh machshartam, that something that is used for kodesh, anything that comes into contact with anything that's in the category of kodesh, the way I saw the Michas Chinuch explains, that what chibas hakodesh tells us is that even something which is really not edible, the halacha is that kodesh, it makes it be considered like it's edible and has all the halachas of food. Rav Amar. So that was the way the Gemara explained the halacha of chibas kodesh, the halacha of etzim levoina. So of course, I saw that the Rishonim and Achronim ask if there's a concept which we just indicated of chibas hakodesh machshartam. Why do we need a special pasuk to teach us etzim levoina? They're automatically included in chibas hakodesh machshartam. So Rishonim answer that if we only had the concept of chibas hakodesh machshartam, we would apply the concept perhaps only to food items. How do we know that it's even applied to non-food items? That's what we learn from the word. Habasar. The Mefarshim also point out that we learn from this pasuk of habasar two limudim. One limud is that even etzim levoina, which are not food, are included in the habasar, and the other halacha we learn is that the halacha is that in order for food to be susceptible to tumah, the halacha is the food has to get wet first with all sorts of details around that halacha. The concept of chibas hakodesh machshartam teaches us that that halacha doesn't apply here, and that the halacha will be that even if a food did not get moist, it's still susceptible to Kabbalah's Tumah. Rav Amar, it says the Gemara, Rava has a different way of interpreting this discussion Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan had about food, about Kodesh for Zrika. He says the Gemara, the Machlokes Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan is B'tumas Aguf. When the person ate the meat that's Kodesh before Zrika when he is Tamei, Av of a Tumas Basar, if the meat is Tamei, Divrei Hakol, if it's before Zrika, everybody will agree in a loika, that there's no malchus. My Tama, why are we being lenient on the meat of Kodesh that's Tomei, that if there was no Zrik Saddam, the locha, that Bosa Kodesh becomes Tomei may not be eaten, says the Gemara, because since we did not have yet Zrik Saddam, even the Loikarina Bay, we can't say about this meat what the Torah says, Loi Karina Bay, that the Torah put the Isser regarding somebody to eat meat next to the Isser of eating meat that's Tamei, then saying that just like somebody who's Tamei will not be Chayiv for eating Kodesh before the Zrika, so too there's no Isser of eating that meat before the Zrika Saddam. Ask the Gemara, but we just learned from Amar, Apostle Rabbis Eitzel Mavoina, and we learned from that that any meat that's Kodesh, you're not allowed to eat. And it doesn't make a difference whether there was Zrika Saddam or not. Answers the Gemara, we can't compare meat that did not have Zrika Saddam Teitzim Levoina. Why? When the Eitzim Levoina have in them a level of Kedusha, they were put into a Keli. The Nasu Kamishikarva Komatirov, so that's why the Halacha considers it as if there was Zrika Saddam. So I saw that the Rishonim asked that we could understand that the Levoina, which was normally put into the keli from which we bring the Karban Mincha, was Kitshu B'Kli. But where is the Kitshu B'Kli on the Eitzim? So I saw that some suggested the Kitshu B'Kli on the Eitzim was when the Eitzim were put on the Mizbeach, the Mizbeach is considered a Kli Sharis that is Mekadesh the Eitzim. Some say not even the Mizbeach, but even the Kevesh, the ramp on which it's carried up, is Mekadeshit. But then I saw another pshat, that there was obviously a kardum, there was an axe used to chop that wood, and the kardum that was used to chop that wood is considered a kli sharis, and that's why it's Mekadesh, the Eitzim. Itbar, says the Gemara, Hamala Evir Pamehmetameya Agabim Mizbeach. If somebody puts on the Mizbeach, the organs, the limbs of a non-kosher animal. The Shlokish Amalekir, Shlokish says there's a Malkus for that. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, and like Rabbi Yochanan says there is no Malkus. And the Gemara explains the Machlokus. The Shlokish Amalekir, because the Pasuk says, Mimahemim, Menabokim, Menatsoin, Takrivu as Kabanchem. So we learn from here, Tahira in, only from a kosher animal, Tameya Lai, but not from a non-kosher animal. And Rish Lakish's opinion is, the lav abba mechlal essay, that a lav is, that's derived from words of essay, lav abba mechlal essay has the same status as a lav, and since it has the same status as a lav, like a lav, you'll get Malkus. Rabbi Yochanan, on the other hand, is going to say that there is no Malkus, because his opinion is, the lav abba mechlal essay ain't like it enough. Meisvei Rabbi Yirmiya asked the Gemara, the Brisa that speaks about, the Pasuk speaks about the Issa to eat a non-kosher animal. The Torah says, Kama freses pas v'shishah shesa prosa malz gerba behema, oisa techelu. So we learn that by a kosher animal, only that type of animal may eaten, v'loi b'chlau b'lav, we may not eat any animal that doesn't have those simonim, which is not a kosher animal. If we're saying that the v'lav abba mechlal essay has the status of an essay, and Rish Lakish says it has the status of a lav, what are we going to do with this braisa? Amalei, Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yirmiya bat Tachlifa, Azbaloch. I'm going to explain. Be'evri be'em tameya, if you're bringing up the organs of a non-kosher animal, kulam le'pligi, everybody will agree that it's only an Isra Asay, and there won't be Malkus for bringing such organs of a non-kosher animal on the Mizbeach. Because lav abba mechlal Asay is an Asay. Ki pligi, where do we have a machlokes for shlokes for Yochanan? Bechaya. We have a kosher animal. We know that animals are divided between behemoths and chayas. Behemoths are domesticated animals. Chaya are animals that are not domesticated. The chaya is an animal which is not domesticated. We don't bring kabonis from chaya. And what happened if somebody brought the organ of the avrim of a non of a kosher chayah on the mizbeach for achitna. Rabbi Yochanan over b'asei, Rish Lakish over ein over klum. Rabbi Yochanan says he's over an asei, and Rish Lakish says that there is no iser. Rabbi Yochanan over b'asei, because the pasuk says Adam ki yak mekem karmel Hashem mehemel min abakum and atzayin tekruves kabanchem. From here we learn behemel in chayloi, and that will be a lava bar mechal essay is an essay, and that's why he's over an essay if you bring the Avram of a not of a kosher chaya. Shlok shama ein over below klum. Hahu, that pasuk is telling us la mitzvah. The la mitzvah we have to bring a behema, but b'di'evid, at least at this point of the Gemara, b'di'evid, the halacha would be according to a shlokish that if you bring a chaya as a carbon, b'di'evid, it would be acceptable. Meisvei Rava asked Gemara, how could Rish Lakish suggest that a kosher chai could be brought as a carbon? The pasuk says, the brisa says, ilanem a karmel Hashem pehema, and the Torah did not say bakav tzayin. Hayisayim a chai bechlal behema, that the chai is in the behema family, just like we see kidin shenemar. The pasuk says zoysa behema shetechelu. The pasuk begins with the word behema, and it speaks about sok sek savim say izel ayav tzvi. Ayav tzvi a chayis. Yet they're in the pasuk of behema. Tamalaymer, that's why the Torah says bak v'tzoyin, to teach us bak v'tzoyin amatilach, that the only animals that can be brought for a carbon bak v'tzoyin, v'loy chaya. Yochel lo yavi, maybe the Torah says we shouldn't use a chaya as a carbon. However, v'em hevi, if you brought such an animal kosher, how will we think about this? The Talmud Shamalei Rabbi, if a Talmud told his Rebbe, Heveli Chitim, bring me wheat. And the Talmud brought Heveli Chitim Serim. She'enikim Aval Dvarov. We don't look at him as violating what he was instructive. El Kamaisiv Al Dvarov. It's just doing more. He was asked to bring Chitim. And not only did he bring Chitim, he also brought Serim. And therefore, in this case, if somebody will bring a Chaya for a carbon, the Torah didn't say you're not allowed to bring it. The Torah says you don't have to bring it, but if you brought it, it's kosher. Tamalaymer, that's the Torah says, Bak of Tzayim, to teach us that no, Bak of Tzayim amati lach v'loy chaya, that you're not allowed to use a chaya. Halamaz adoyma, why may he not bring a chaya? Because it's similar, the Talmud Shamalei Rabbi, El Tavi El Chitin. A Talmud whose Rebbe told him only bring chitin, but he was very specific in saying, Elo chitim, I only want wheat. And then the Talmud went, Ve'evelei chitim aseirim. She'ena k'mois al-dvarav, we don't view this person as adding, but we look at him as k'mava dvarav. Apostle. So it says, Tuyufta, Rish Lakish is clearly refuted. A chaya cannot be brought under any circumstances. Chaya cannot be brought under any circumstances. We learned just that a concept of Moisev al Dvarov versus Mava al Dvarov. There's a tshuva from the Koichev Miyakov that a get was sent, and the names of the people who are getting divorced are essential to be written properly when one writes a get. The name of the woman who was receiving the get was Esther Chaya, but she was called by everybody Esther. So under normal circumstances, when you have a get written that way, where a woman's name is Esther Chaya, but she's called by everybody one name, we first write the two names, Esther Chaya in this case, and then we would add the Miscaria Esther. But the way this get was written, it was written the other way. It's written Esther, the Miscaria Esther Chaya. And the question that the Koichem Yaakov was asked, is this get still going to be considered a kosher get? And the Koichem Yaakov says that it is considered a kosher get. And he explains that Al Gemara says that you could have a concept of Moisev al Dvarov. So writing Esther and then writing Esther Chaya is an example of Moisev al Dvarov, which Al Gemara said that Moisev al Dvarov is kosher. Al Gemara just said that there's a halacha that the Torah says don't bring a chaya. So we would think maybe Rish Lakish says the Gemara started that chaya could be brought. So that's why the Torah says another time buck of its own. And we know, as we've learned many times, that if the Torah, when it comes to Hilchas Kachim, says halacha twice, we apply the concept of Shana Lava Kosov L'Akiv. If the Torah says something twice, it means that it's absolutely essential. So Rabbi Chanan and the Kovet Shurim asks that the Rashbam in Masechta Bava Basra says that this rule of Shana Lava L'Akiv doesn't apply to the basic qualifications of a carbon. He says, for example, that if the Torah spells out that a carbon mincha should be wheat, that if somebody brings a carbon mincha from beans, it's possible, even if the Torah doesn't repeat the requirement of wheat, because that's not the mincha that the Torah described. So asks Rabbi Chanan, why do we need a second pasuk to tell us that a chaya may not be used for a carbon? Once the Torah says they can't use a chaya, so it's like a carbon mincha made out of beans. So says Rabbi Chanan, the Gemara just taught us that if we were being a carbon from a chaya, the Torah is not saying that it's not good. It maybe would be concerned, it would be considered that it's Moisval Dvarov. And the way he explains it is based on a medrash. The medrash says that why indeed may we not bring a kosher chaya as a carbon? And the medrash says, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to make anything difficult for us. And bringing a chaya, which is more difficult to catch, because as we said earlier, it's a non-domesticated animal than a behemoth. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his great Rachmanis, says you don't have to, don't bring a chaya. So based on that, we would think that if somebody brings a chaya and he exerted himself to find the chaya from the wild, it's kosher. So now we understand. Because, and it's similar to what the Gemara just said about the concept of Moisav Dvarov. Moisav Dvarov means I'm not violating what the Torah says, I'm adding to what the Torah says. If that's the case, the chaya being used as a carbon is not similar to beans being used for carbon mincha. And therefore, we would think that it could be used. And it's not considered violating the basic requirements, violating the basic requirements of a carbon. And that's why, explains Rabbi Chanan, the Torah, the only way we know that a chaya may not be used under any circumstances is only because Shana Lava Kosov L'Akiv. We learned in the Mishnah, the Kulan Shekiblo, if somebody did Kabbalah Saddam, Chutz L'Zman Chutz L'Mekaymai, so if there's more dam left, just use that dam. Puzzle. For somebody who's disqualified to do the Avodah, and did Kabbalah Saddam and Zrika Saddam, Mashiyasu Shriayim, what will be the halacha with the leftover blood? And the way to understand this Gemara's question is, as we learned previously, there are two separate concepts in halacha. There's a concept of shirayim, and there's a concept of dochui. Shirayim means that something that shirayim could be brought on the mizbeach. And what will be the leftover blood be considered? Is that going to be considered shirayim, that blood could still be used, or is that blood no longer usable? Amalei, so Rabbi Yochanan responded, Ein oisu shirayim, el chutz l'zman chutz mekaymai. When, if the zrika was done improperly, does the make the other blood still usable? Is when it was done chutz l'zman chutz mekaymai. Hoyel emaratz l'bekuloi, because it does accomplish something. It accomplishes that it becomes pigol. Rav Zvid has a different version of this discussion. Ba'amin Rish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, kais pasul, that let's say you have a cup of blood that was taken out of the Azara, and then the Kohen, which becomes disqualified, and then the Kohen did Zrika Saddam with that kais. Mahu, what will be that then? Shayis Shrayim. can that carbon still be rectified and be used, the leftover blood, or not? Amalei, psul gufei meisverlach. What's going to be a halacha if somebody posel did the zrikas adam? E posel, if you're going to say that somebody who's posel did the zrika, mashve shrayim, that makes the blood that's left in the animal's neck a shrayim, and some of that shrayim cannot be used for zrikas adam. Kais posel, then the similarly, that if the blood that was sprinkled was posel, nami mashu shrayim. V posel, if somebody who's coined as posel, like mashu shrayim, doesn't disqualify the rest of the blood, kais posel, nami mashu shrayim. So in other words, the Gemara is saying that our Mishnah was very clear, that if it was done with chutzlus mana chutzlus mekaymai, it makes it shrayim. But we don't know what that the rest of the blood can be reused. The question is different disqualifications. Kais, where the blood of the carbon was caught in two cups, and he used one of the cups to do zrik sadam, and it was done. What will be the status of the next cup? Because do we say that this cup could have been used, and therefore when it wasn't used, it becomes permanently disqualified? Or shrayim? So this is a new question. Here the question is not a question about using it. There's no need to use it. It was already, there was a proper zrikas adam. Here the question is the next cup shrayim? And the halacha is that the blood that shrayim is poured al yisoid hamizbeach, was the extra broad dochui, and it's just thrown down a special canal that they had in the Azara. Amalei, so Rava says Tabaya, pluk the Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbanon. It's actually the subject of Machloek, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbanon. The Tanya, the Braisa that speaks about, as we discussed the Masechta Chorius, if a Nasi does an Avera, for which there would be normally Chayev Karban Chatas, so Yisrael, who does such an Avera, and is Mechuyev Karban Chatas, has to bring a Kispa or Seira. A Nasi brings a Sawyer, and by him, by his Karban, the Pasuk says, Huayim V'lokach Koyimadam Mechatas Betzboi, V'nasa Akanas Mizbach Ha'olam, will take the blood and put it on the corners of the Mizbeach Achitzin, V'as Domai Yishbach Yisoyer Mizbach Ha'olam. The Torah doesn't say the word Kol Domai. Lamata, when the Torah speaks about the Karban Chatas of a Yochid, which we just said is a Kizba Sira, Huaymer, Veloka Koymedam, my Betspoy, Venosa Karas Mizbach Oila, Veskaldama Yishba Yisoid Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, this is the way to understand those Psukim. Menayel Chatish Kibal Dama Barba Koysis. How do we know if we caught the blood, did the Kabal Sadam of a Karmachatis in four distinct cups? Venosa Matana Achas Mizah, Matana Achas Mizah. We know that the blood of a Karban Chatas has to be put on all four corners, and we used every cup for a different corner. V'nos matan achz mizeh, shekulon nishpachon yisoid, everything that's left in the remainder of that cup is poured on the yisoid, it's considered shrayim. Tamalayim was called dama yishpach. Yochel nos na'abba matanis b'kais echad, if we did abba matanis for one kais, you kulon nishpachon yisoid, Tamalayim Vestamai. From here, it seems Hakeitzad, Hu Nishbach Yisoid. This blood is put on the Yisoid. Vehain, and the other cups, Nishbach La'ama. So that the cups were not, that were not used at all are considered Dachui. And since the cups that were not used at all are considered Dachui, they're not Shirayim. Rabbi Elazar Shimon Omer, Nile Chat Shkibal Dama Baba Koysis, Venos and Abba Matanis Mekoys Echad, Shakul and Nishbach and Yisoid. Tamalayim was called Dama Yishbach. He says that the blood in all the cups are considered shrine. Says the Gemara Vixiv, but how does Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon hold that way? Asked the Gemara Vixiv, doesn't the Pasuk say Vestama Yishbach? How will he understand these Pesukim? Amra Ahu Lamuti Shrine Shibitsava Behema. That if there's blood left in the neck of the animal, That Rebbe Elazar will agree is not considered trium, and that's poured down the canal, not on the side. The Mishnah, Kibbutz Hakach v'Nosan L'Psul. The Mishnah spoke about a number of cases where the Kabbalah Saddam was done properly, and then something happened. One was where the Kohen Kosher did Kabbalah Saddam, but then he gave it over to somebody who's posel, Kohen posel, somebody who's posel. Or Kabbalah Saddam was done in the right hand, and then it was given, put into the left hand, or it was caught in the Kli Sharis, and then it was put into a non-Kli Sharis. And then the Mishnah teach us, in all these cases, that the dam does not become permanently disqualified, but we should repair it and do it right. So ask the Gemara, the point of the Mishnah is that in all these cases, we can repair what was done. Why does the Mishnah have to tell us all three cases? Answers the Gemara, the Yashmiel Psul, if we only had the case of Psul, Havamina, Psul, what does Psul mean? Tamei, that it's a kohen who's Tamei. The Chazal Avoid is Sibur. And a kohen that's Tamei, since as we often discuss, the halacha is Toma Hutra B'tzibur, so he's not completely disqualified. But Aval Nosan, Aval B'smo, if it was put into the left hand, which as we've been learning is permanent, is never used for avoida, loy maybe can't be fixed by putting into the right hand. V'yesh meaning small, if we spoke that the issue was that it was put into the left hand is not such a significant issue. This le'echsheir b'yom kippurim. On Yom Kippur, they did the avoida. The Kohen Gadol, the Mishnah Masechet Yuma Daf Mem Zayin teaches us that the Kohen carried the machta, the pan with coals, in his right hand, and the spoon of the Ketores was carried in his left hand. So we see that the left hand is sometimes used av klichol, but if it was put into klichol, which a klichol is never usable for avoid the loy, maybe can't be fixed. We ashmin a klichol, and if we had the halacha, the klichol, because a klichol can be made kodesh. Mishum, the chazal l'kdeshinu, aval hanach, and these other cases, loy, that it can't be fixed. Therefore, tzricha, we had to have all the cases mentioned in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, but in all these cases, as we mentioned earlier in the shir, there's a concept of shirayim, which doesn't become completely disqualified, and this concept of dochui. And something that's dochui becomes permanently disqualified. So why in the cases, asked the Gemara, that were mentioned in the Mishnah, are they not considered a case of dochui that should not be fixable? Answers the Gemara, Amalei Ravina Ravashi, Hachamar Rav Yivir Medifta Mishmei Derava, Hamani, who is the Tanava Mishnah, Chana Mitzrihu Delesei Dechuyin. He does not hold of the concept of Dochui. The Tanya. The Braisa teaches us, we know on Yom Kippur, there were two Seirim that were brought on Yom Kippur, and they made a Goyrel. One was identified as Sar LaShem, and one was the Sar LaZozel. And the Mishnah Masechta Yuma Daf Samach Beis teaches us that if the blood of the Sar LaShem is spilled, we have to kill the Sar LaZozel and start all over again. Or Mesa Mishtaleach, or vice versa, if the Sar LaZozel dies, that we have to pour out the blood of the Sar LaShem. And we have to then bring two new Seirim and do a new Goyrel, one be Sar LaShem and one be Sar LaZozel. The reason is, when the blood was spilled, why do we have to bring another Sar, even for the Sar LaZozel? Because at that point, it can't be identified as the Sar LaZozel, because you can't have a Sar LaZozel without a Sar LaShem. And once it becomes Nitcha, it's Nitcha forever. And similarly, if the Sar LaZozel died, so the Sar LaShem, it loses its identity until we bring a new Sar LaZozel through doing a new Goyrel. And therefore that dam became nitcha, and however nitcha. Once something is dochi, it remains dochi forever. But says the Braisa, Chanan Amitzri, I'm afilu dam bekais. If the Saul Hashem dam is in the kais, and then the Saul Azazel die, so then we'll identify a new Saul Azazel mevichaverai. Will that will be the Saul Azazel or mezavikloi? And then the halacha will be that that dam will be able of the Saul Hashem will be able to be reused. Obviously, he doesn't subscribe to the concept of dachi. Rav Ashi says a different explanation, because the explanation the Gemara just gives makes us not hold of the concept of dachi, and the Gemara does not want to force our Mishnah to not subscribe to the concept of dachi, and therefore Rav Ashi says kol yodai, anything that we could fix lo have a dachi, anything that can be rectified, though all the case that we spoke about earlier is not considered dachi. Omer Rav Shaya Kavosid Rav Ashi Mstabra. Man Shamer Le Dislei Dachiin. Who is the man, the Omer, that holds of dachi? Rav Yehuda, the Tanan, as the Mishnah Masech the Yuma teaches us. Vayram Rav Yehuda, Nishpach Adam, if the blood of the Sar Hashem was spilled, Yomis Mishtalech, we leave the Sar Azazel die. Similarly, Mesa Mishtalech, if the Saul Azazel died, the Shafach Adam, says the Gemara of Shaminale, and we see Rabbi Yud himself says, the Kol should be Yadoi, but anything that you could fix, Lo Havadachi. The Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, on Erev Pesach, they used to bring many Korban Pesach, and it was very busy in the Beis HaMikdash and the Azara. There's a very small window, short window, when you could bring the Korban Pesach. And since there's so much going on, we have to be concerned that after they did Kabbalah Saddam on somebody's carbon, the blood spilled on the floor. And now, it'll turn out that carbon, Pesach, never had Zerika Saddam. And we know that Zerika Saddam is essential to the effectiveness of a carbon. So what they did was, Kais Echray Mamala B'dam Taruvis. They filled up, they took from the blood that was on the floor of the Azara, filled up a cup of blood with it, Zarek Zrika Ach, and do a Zrika. Kenegere Yisoid, next to the Yisoid, the place where the Zrika of the Karban Pesach was done. So we see that even though the blood spilled on the floor, we don't say that it's Dachui. Why don't we say Dachui? Because as we just learned, it's fixable. And we learn from here that Kol Shebiyada Yishmamina, from here we learn that anything that is fixable is loya avadachu, is not considered dachu shma mina. That's enough. That even though the stam, and I sort of first point out, is betaruvis, that's why the halacha is that it's not possible. The pasuk says, "Kemitzah azoy sheshanoich mitzavcha hayoyim leinflesi v'lo rechokihi ki karva lech adav moi beficha uvavcha lasoisa." And the question is that how that pasuk is talking about the mitzvah of tshuva. That after a person does tshuva, he comes back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Gemara Masech the Yuma teaches us nira v'nitcha, that if something was nira, was usable, and then it became dachoy, ain't a chayz of a nira. So the question is, why isn't every person who does an aveira considered a dachoy? So I saw that the Mefarshim used the concept of our Gemara. Because our Gemara says, the kol should be yodai, anything that you could correct, lo have a dachi. And the Pasuk is telling us, ke mitzvah hazois, the mitzvah of tshuva, creates the loy rechaikihi, that when you do an avera, you don't become rechaikihi, you don't become completely distant from Kadosh Baruch Hu. You remain karva lecha davamoid. Why? Because you have the ability to correct what you did through doing tshuva. But asks the Sefer Arugas Abaisem that the Pasuk says, "Umal Hashem alakecha eslavavcha," that we don't have the ability to do tshuva on our own. We need to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us do tshuva. "Umal Hashem eslavavcha." So what are we learning in our Gemara? That anything that we can correct is not considered dachui, But this is not something that we could correct. We need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make that it should be corrected. So the Aruga Sabayisim answers, but there's another concept that is often spoken about, that Bali Chayim Ein HaNidochim. Living animals never become dochli. And as long as a person is alive, well, we are Bali Chayim. We have the ability to try to do tshuva. And since we always have the ability to do tshuva, that we're just like the Bali Chayim. As long as a person is alive, he always could come to do tshuva. And since he could always come to do tshuva, that's why he's not considered dochli. I saw another pshat, a very interesting pshat, that we think of tshuva as something that requires a lot of effort. Tshuva is not something that requires a lot of effort. Karvei lecha, it's very easy to do tshuva. And therefore, somebody who chas v'shalom did an aveira is still not considered dochli, because karvei lecha, he's a person that has the ability to always do tshuva.